Hello, everyone. I am Brian Zimmerman, the Custom Content Editor with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by our guest as we discuss hospital automation and how hospitals can do more with less. We are thrilled to be joined by Wes Madden, VP of Hospital Automation for Masimo, for this discussion. Wes, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me, and thank you to Becker's for this time.
Excellent. So let's dive right in here. So hospital automation is certainly a term we're hearing more often, but what does it really mean and what does it encompass exactly?
Yeah, Brian, you know, today we hear the struggles that hospitals are facing with shortages, real critical shortages in staff with PPE, and we're just trying to work to use the automation tools that we have that we're using even in our daily lives now with home automation and automation through your phone with, you know, the Siris and Alexas like that. But taking that automation a step further into the hospital space and taking those things that are repetitive in our daily lives and being able to automate that workflow and automate that data flow even, and be able to put those daily functions on a repetitive schedule or automate them to populate into the electronic record so that the clinicians have more informed data, more real-time data to make those more informed decisions on a daily basis. At Masimo, our hospital automation platform really works to include things like ambulatory data integration, home data integration, mobile platforms, all the analytics that go along with that data, and also providing a unified viewing screen so that clinicians can view data from disparate sources all in one location, and just trying to make that clinician's day easier and give them time back in their day, again, by automating those workflows that they have to repetitively do throughout their shifts.
Yeah, I think a helpful way to think about it that you just mentioned is sort of is like, you know, the convenience more of us have in our day-to-day lives, you're really trying to bring that to the healthcare space and help streamline these sophisticated like decision-making processes, right?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we talk about it from a data integration standpoint today. We really work to streamline the data flow and get the data in a usable format so that as we do move forward and as we do move into more of the AI workflows where we're using that artificial intelligence on a day-to-day basis to make those more informed decisions and to decrease the alerts and alarms that come into our daily routine. I'm a nurse by trade, and I'll tell you, you know, the alarm fatigue and the repetitive alarms that go on in the day, they wear down. And then it's even, you know, the time that you get back to care for those patients and to put the care back at the bedside instead of being stuck in front of the computer having to chart data all the time. Being able to put that data readily available into the chart and then using the tools and the AI learning systems to make those more informed decisions.
Great, great. And so my next question here, I want to talk a bit more about the Masimo platform. So earlier this year, Masimo acquired the former iSirona Connected Care business from NantHealth. How's this shaped the automation platform for you all, and what can a health system expect if they were to implement it?
Yeah, you know, so iSirona was a really early innovative leader in the medical device integration platform. They really kind of paved the way for a software approach to middleware that integrated medical device and alarm data into the electronic record. Ultimately, with iSirona, they implemented their product into hundreds of hospitals. I was actually a client at one time of iSirona, and I worked to integrate ventilators and vital signs with iSirona. And what I saw was that we took a unit-by-unit approach on our implementation process, and you could see the daily flow of nurses that would float to the units that had the automation workflow from iSirona in them. And it made a change in their daily lives. It gave them time back again to care for those patients and to really be able to focus on the patient and the care as opposed to data entry. So what the hospitals can see from integrating the Masimo platform, now integrated with the iSirona platform, is that there'll be a huge time savings for their clinicians, and that the data and the repetitiveness of that data entry will be automated for them.
Excellent. Yeah, it sounds like you're sort of the technology is helping, you know, providers focus on the more human elements of care, right?
Yeah, it really is. And that's what we as nurses get into the role for. And it's to provide that human touch and that human interaction and to provide care back to our friends and neighbors and loved ones. And, you know, it's especially seen now during this pandemic where the shortage of clinicians, the shortage of nurses is causing that to become an increasing commodity of time now. So we need more time in our day.
And then, so my next question, I want to come back to this centralized data portion of all this. So brand agnostic connectivity seems to be a foundational to hospital automation. How can providers and health systems leverage centralized patient data beyond using it to support care decisions?
Yeah, so now that the integration with Masimo has happened, with the iSirona DNA in Masimo now, we've integrated these two platforms together. And as a matter of fact, we're getting ready to release this combined platform that will really encompass the best of iSirona with Masimo. And what we'll be able to do is we would bring that brand agnostic connectivity that's so foundational in the hospital automation systems that they'll be able to leverage centralized patient data beyond using it just for support care decisions. It'll move into all the facets of the facility and the healthcare team. You know, they'll see a lot of streamlining from the automation care team workflows as well. We'll be able to shrink a lot of the operational cost. That's a huge time savings for the clinicians. West Healthcare just did a study recently with nurses, and there's so much wasted time. I think it's a little bit over $12 billion that I saw in that study where they've wasted, you know, nurses wasted time. And then it's another $17 billion worth of overstays for patients that, it, you know, we're just not making those timely decisions. So being able to give those data points back to the clinicians to make those timely decisions will really impact that daily life of the clinicians and the hospital facility, along with the cost savings that goes along with that.
Definitely. And I imagine, making things easier on clinicians right now is probably top of mind for a lot of leaders, right?
Yeah, you know, it really is. And we know that our frontline workers are out there and they're giving everything they have, so that the ability to give back to those frontline workers, the automation workflows and the time savings will be key.
Definitely, definitely. And so my final question for you here is, hospital automation, it definitely sounds like there's a lot of potential here. How do you think it will change care in the next 5 to 10 years, say?
Yeah, so, you know, I really see a rapid expansion in the use of hospital-grade remote monitoring now as well at home. So bringing all of the hospital data automation workflow from the hospital into the home as well. You know, we talked about the home automation that we're already using with the Siris and Alexas today, but being able to bring hospital automation workflow into the home as well, so that as we bring these diagnostic quality devices home, so that we're monitoring these patients very closely at home and not having to bring everybody into the hospital, will be very key. You know, we're seeing things, the ability to bring in hemodialysis to the home and patients that are now being able to treat themselves at home with hemodialysis, the ability to monitor those patients even more closely with our hospital grade sensor capabilities will be key. The integration of additional medical devices, we're seeing a push now even in the RFPs that are coming to market where hospitals are now requiring medical device vendors to have an integration platform or be able to work with an integration platform so that data can flow and be automated for their clinicians. These requirements are going to allow us to work with a myriad of medical devices as the vendors grow and as the devices grow and needs grow. So we'll see a lot of that growth of devices and automation happen over the next 5 to 10 years. We're already seeing a lot of that growth, but I think the expansion into home and clinics will be even a greater data consumption area as well. And then we'll also see improved patient outcomes just due to these technological advancements. So the data generated by our devices is already being leveraged by AI platforms that Masimo has in place. And we'll be able to take those integrated data analytics and be able to improve detection and trends for alerting our clinicians over time as well.
Well, thank you so much, Wes, for laying all that out and tackling all those questions for me today. Did you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, Brad, I would take the opportunity to tell our frontline workers, thank you. You know, there's been a tremendous workforce push from our nurses and our clinicians in our healthcare space right now that have gotten us through this pandemic. They're taking care of our friends and our families that are right there beside us. And I just want to say thank you to those folks that are out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wes. Really appreciate you taking the time and sharing those thought-provoking responses with us today. I also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Masimo. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.